Hello.
Hello. Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. We're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we'd like to include your responses to the survey. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Facing what? Problem facing what?
Facing us all?
Sure, go ahead. Let's go.
Okay, thank you. First question, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household employing the news media, market research firm, elected official, or actively involved in political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party candidates have you tended to vote for most often, Republican or Democrats?
Republican.
Thank you so much. If you don't mind me asking, can you please provide me the year of your birth? Only the year, not your full birthday.
1959.
Thank you so much. 1959. Thank you. Next question. Have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some names of several individuals and groups. For each, please tell me whether you have heard of the person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you don't recognize the name, just say so. Here's the first name, Oxy Energy Corporation.
Yes.
Do you have a positive or negative opinion, impression?
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Say again.
Somewhat good opinion or strong positive opinions?
I just have a positive opinion.
Okay. What about Yara?
Never heard of them.
Okay. What about Valero?
Yes.
Do you have a positive or negative
positive
opinion?
Positive.
Somewhat or strong?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Nueces County Green Ammonia?
Never heard of it.
Thank you. What about Project Yaren?
Never heard of it.
What about Port of Corpus Christi?
Yes.
Do you have a positive or negative opinion?
I have a negative opinion.
Strong or somewhat?
Better than strong. If strong is the highest, that's what I got.
Okay, thank you. What about Enbridge?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a
positive
or
somewhat
negative? Okay, thank you. What about Flint Hills Resources?
Yes, positive to some degree.
Okay, thank you. Will you be in favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located at the southern edge of Ingleside?
I'll be opposing it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Please tell me if each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant at the south part of Ingleside. The first one is, the proposed ammonia plant will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside. Do you favor or oppose?
Oppose strongly.
Thank you. A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Yara, is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide. Do you favor or oppose?
Oppose strongly.
Thank you. A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has a large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep-water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center.
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. The proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked, and known to the Texas Commission of Environmental Quality and made available to the public.
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Opponents say that the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives. Do you favor?
Strongly agree. I agree with that.
Thank you so much. The ammonia produced by the facility will be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that will otherwise come from coal plants.
I strongly oppose it.
Thank you so much. Approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported via pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio.
Yeah, that's in King Ranch. I heard about that. I don't care where they transport it. I'm still against it.
Okay.
I oppose it.
Thank you. Consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items such as glass cleaners, disinfectant, aerosol spray surface, and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers. Still opposed?
No, I don't oppose that. I mean, we have to have it to some degree. Let them make it somewhere else.
Okay, so you are somewhat in favor then?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion and will as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem.
I agree with that.
Okay, thank you. The produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residences, and then it is shipped.
Okay, I oppose it.
Do you oppose it?
No, I oppose it. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plan will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology. Do you still oppose or in favor?
Still oppose it.
Thank you. Opponents say that the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to the Ingleside residents.
I agree to that.
Strongly?
We're short on water now. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Plant personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond in the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, they have to be trained if they're going to build it, but I oppose the plant.
Okay, thank you. The blue ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source.
Well, that's a good thing, but I still oppose the plant being in my neighborhood.
Okay. Strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. The proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year and property tax revenues to help with roads improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services.
I agree to that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities.
I agree with that.
Somewhat or strong. Okay, thank you. In addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax.
I agree to that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done now. Would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located at the southern edge of Ingleside?
I oppose it.
Strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And please, in your own words, can you please tell me why you oppose the proposed ammonia plant? In a small sentence.
There's too much industry here. There's a lot of cancer going around South Texas. That's just going to add to it.
There's too much industry around there, and there is a risk of cancer infections.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you so much.
All that for 100 jobs. It just doesn't work out in math for me.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself of Hispanic, Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central Latin American background, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Anglo,
okay, thank you. Do you own or rent your place of residence?
Own.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment? Farming, fishing, government education, clerical retail, professional such as law or medicine, white-collar management, energy, chemical, self-employed or own businesses, construction, manufacturing?
Self-employed.
Self-employed, okay, thank you so much. Do you have a Facebook account, yes or no?
Do I have a what?
Facebook account?
Yes.
Social media, Facebook? Okay, thank you. Do you have Instagram account?
No.
Okay, thank you. Do you have an X account, former Twitter?
No.
Oh, thank you. Do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more days per week?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis?
No.
No, thank you. Do you read the Corpus Christi Caller Times on a daily basis?
No.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you full or part-time?
No.
Thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate the help.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.